Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. This is the trumpet of an elephant, the world's largest terrestrial mammal. Listen well, because the sound may be lost to future generations. Nearly 20 years after the world came together to ban the international trade of ivory, ivory smuggling is back, big time, and so is the poaching of African elephants. In 2002, officials confiscated 13,000 pounds of ivory in a single raid, but authorities say the only thing unusual about that incident was that the smugglers were caught. As much as 90% of smuggled ivory is never seized. Samuel Wasser is the director of the Center for Conservation Biology at the University of Washington in Seattle. He recently spoke with Living on Earth's Steve Curwood about the resurgence of the ivory trade.
Actually, it is not illegal to sell ivory in any country right now. There was a ban against the sale of ivory in 1989 by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, which is the United Nations entity. But what that really bans is you selling ivory across an international border. So you can buy it on eBay, you can go into Chinatown and most big cities here and find ivory, and it's all perfectly legal.
So when the ban on the trade of ivory came back in 1989, this was hailed by conservationists as stopping massive elephant slaughter. But as I understand it, things are as bad, if not worse, than they were back in 1989. What's happened?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct that in 1989, when the ban went into effect, it was probably the single most effective act of wildlife legislation ever. People were up in arms, and they stopped poaching almost overnight. And then by about 1993, Western Aid realized that they had the problem under control, or thought they did, and they withdrew the aid. But what really happened that was the clincher was the economies in the Far East began to grow, especially the middle class in China and also in Japan. And this created an insatiable desire to own ivory because it was a sign of prestige and that you have achieved wealth. What this did was it caused the price of ivory to rise substantially in recent years. In the late 1990s, the price of ivory was $100 a kilo. And last week, it went up to $850 a kilo.
Talk to me about what this is doing to the elephants. As I understand it, more and more research is showing that elephants respond to this massive poaching and killing much the way that people would.
Absolutely. Some of you, your listeners, may have heard of the elephant graveyards. Well, of course, that's fantasy. But what is not fantasy and where that myth came from is elephants have an incredible interest in their dead. There's story after story of elephants who have died and how the other elephants just stand around it for hours, even days, incredibly distressed. When elephants are being poached so heavily, one of the things that happens is first they poach the large bulls because they have the largest tusks. And then they go to the next largest tusked animal, which is the matriarch, the big female who is in charge of the whole social integrity of their group. And as they start killing these old matriarchs, the younger ones are becoming very distressed just from killing of their family members, but also so much knowledge is lost when you lose these old females. For example, if you have drought occurring every 20 years or so, that may require you to use resources that you only use every 20 years. And if the only animals that know where those are now dead, you can't get there. The other thing that's really important to note about elephants is they're really remarkably intelligent. In fact, there was recently a study where they put up mirrors in the elephant's cage, and it very, very quickly became able to recognize itself. And then what they did was they put an X on the elephant's forehead, and when the elephant looked in the mirror, it took its trunk and it actually wiped the X off. That is a very, very high-level cognitive feature. So when we rip apart their family from poaching, we're doing much, much more than people really appreciate.
How is it that the poachers kill these elephants? What do they do to them?
during the poaching heyday, we saw so many dead elephants all the time. And you could tell they were poached because their face was chopped off. People, they kill the elephant and then they take a big axe and they chop the face off so that they can pull out the tusks. And we found one elephant that still had its tusks and we thought, God, finally an elephant that died that was not from a poacher. And I was in the field for many, many months there and passed that elephant time and time again as it decayed. And when it decayed, finally, one day I was looking at it and I saw a piece of rebar in there. And I realized that that animal had been poached. It just didn't die right away. It wandered and had a very slow, horrible death. One of the saddest things that happened to me is I was out exploring a rainforest and we found two skulls of elephants, and they have a very, very unique dental pattern. And there was a large one and a little one, and I was looking at the dental pattern, and I realized that the two teeth were almost identical to one another, except one was small and one was large. And then it hit me. What the poachers had done was they had shot the baby, and they had waited for the mother to come back to tend to its young, and then they shot the mother. Just horrible, horrible.
So, going back to this 1989 ban on trading, elephant populations went up and were doing pretty well. But now we're back to a situation where, almost 10% of the elephant population is being killed every year at this point. What happened?
Well, first of all, it's not true that the elephant populations went up. Because this is a big animal rights issue of having to kill entire herds of elephants, that's what's been in the news for so long, and this has created a false impression that there are too many elephants around the continent. The reason that there are so many elephants in South Africa is the South African soldiers were up in Mozambique fighting guerrilla insurgents, and 60,000 elephants were killed in that period of time. The elephants from Mozambique made a beeline down to South Africa, and then they put up a fence around Kruger National Park. And meanwhile, the park has 300 artificial water holes throughout the park so tourists can see wildlife no matter where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants self-regulate their numbers by drought. When there's a drought, they stop reproducing. Well, in South Africa, they don't experience a drought when it occurs because there's artificial water holes everywhere. So they can't self-regulate their numbers, and the whole area that they live in is enclosed. So when they're crying that we need to cull our elephants because there's too many of them, what they really need is to take the fences down and to get rid of the artificial water holes. And there's some very clever work being proposed by Rudy Van Aerd in South Africa to create these mega parks, these transboundary parks where elephants are able to roam across several different countries, and there's tons of habitat there for them to do that, and it would be a cooperatively managed entity, and that would solve these kinds of problems.
So there's this call to cull, quote, overpopulated elephants. How is this done, and how does this affect the elephants who are left behind?
What they need to do is they need to cull entire family groups. If they kill just the adults, the young are going to be orphaned and many will die quite a horrible death. What they do is they take helicopters and they fly over the herds of elephants, and then the entire family stays really close together, close-knit, and they move out of the herd and start to run away. And so now they know that they've got an intact family, and then they fly over and they kill them all. One of the big concerns about this is that the family groups that stay together in the tightest-knit groups are the ones that are being killed. So it potentially is selecting for socially dysfunctional elephants.
So what is the solution to the elephant problem? I mean, it seems that you either have too many in one place or too few in another.
What we really need is to close down the ivory trade. In 1989, when the ivory ban went into effect, we had a massive infusion of law enforcement in Africa that stopped poaching virtually overnight. We can do that again very easily. What we're talking about in each country are buying them 25 new vehicles, new guns and ammunition, and new boots. At the same time, the very small number of countries that have too many elephants right now in a compressed area need to be encouraged to start doing the kinds of wildlife management that will allow these elephants to once again self-regulate themselves. And lastly, what is really important is to educate people in the Far East to start using alternatives besides ivory. And one of the things that we are proposing there is to get celebrities in the Far East to start coming out against usage of ivory. There was just a very, very successful initiative by WildAid to stop the purchasing of shark fins in China, and they got a very famous Chinese basketball player to come out against it. This kind of thing is remarkably effective in getting people to reevaluate their desires.
Samuel Wasser is the director of the Center for Conservation Biology at the University of Washington in Seattle. He spoke with Living on Earth's Steve Curwood.